Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. What's going on, successors? Welcome to Monday Motivation. That's right. It is another Monday in the books, and it's time for us to get up. It's time for us to kick it in gear, and it's time for us to get it going. Friends, welcome to this episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author, Jonathan Jones. And today, I'm just curious. I want to open up with a question. I'm curious, how many of you have ever tried popcorn with, like, hot sauce before? Really, popcorn with hot sauce. Because I had, I think it's called Axe. I had the Axe popcorn and the Butter Lovers, of course. Got to get the Butter Lovers. And then I just tossed in some hot sauce. And I was like, I don't know where I saw it. I don't know where I thought of it. I don't know where I heard of it. But I was like, man, this is actually a little bit good because I'm originally from Baton Rouge. So I like a little spice with everything. Like everything. It doesn't matter. Everything. I want some spice on it. So let me get that. Anyway, today's topic, I want to talk about being down but not out. It's what, the second, the third week of 2019. And I know sometimes we get attacked with some stuff and we feel that it's just too much already. It's like, nah, bruh, I wake up, but just today's heavy on me already. And I don't feel like getting out of bed. Some people might be going through some form of mental illness, might be like, man, this depression is really kicking, bruh. I'm just going to roll back over and go back to sleep. I'll feel so much better. But I came to realize, because sometimes when I think when we get down, we get caught up in our feelings. When we get down, this is that moment and this is that time where we're getting attacked by our thoughts versus us taking the time to counter those thoughts with our actions. Because today I got home and I was like, man, I don't feel like doing blank. You can fill in that whatever you haven't felt like doing, but you knew you need to do it. And then ultimately you push through and then you're like, you know what? I want to lay down. I want to take this nap, but let me go ahead and get this reading in. I want to go ahead and just get on Facebook, get on Instagram, start scrolling. But I know I got to finish this assignment for work. Like we can't allow ourselves to get bogged down by our feelings. We can't allow ourselves to get bogged down by just what we think at times. We have to begin to shift that perspective in our mind. And if we never shift the perspective in our mind, then we will always be a slave to our thoughts. That's right. I said a slave to our thoughts. That would be new school slavery. And slavery of the mind is us imprisoning ourselves based on how we feel. But when we get to the point of when we're able to move to the side of those feelings and when we're able to stand up, get up, and do what we still need to do and accomplish ultimately what we need to accomplish by us just willing it. Like I'm talking about just taking that will from inside of you. Because some of us, we don't have the phenomenal skill. Some of us aren't just naturally gifted athletes. Some of us aren't naturally gifted readers. Some of us aren't naturally gifted writers. Some of us aren't naturally gifted teachers. But when we began to put in that diligence, for me, prime example, I'm trying to tell y'all, a couple weeks ago, I started reading again. And like I told you before, at one point, it was to the place where I'd read for 15 minutes a day. I'd read for 10 minutes and say, I don't want to read that. But now I've planned it in my schedule and I read when I don't want to read because I know I'm going to learn something that I need to learn. And then ultimately I'll be able to apply it by adding value to this podcast, by adding value when I go speak, by adding value to the different groups that I partner with. Because we have to get to the place and understand that our feelings are trying to take us out because it's something greater that understands, well, if you get this information, then you'll be able to change the trajectory of your family lineage. If you get this information, if you do what you don't feel like doing, then you're going to ultimately birth something and open the door for the next generation coming behind you. Imagine that's why sometimes it feels like it's so heavy when you don't want to do some things because you got a generation riding on your back. There's people that you haven't even seen, people that you have not even connected with, people that if you close your eyes, then you can begin to envision some of the faces. You can begin to envision these young ladies that you're leading into a new tomorrow. You can begin to envision those young men that you're coaching, those young men that you're teaching, those young men that will eventually be somebody's husband, that will eventually be somebody's father, that will eventually be somebody's grandparent. We need you right now to get out of your feelings And no, just because you're down, you're not out. If you allow yourself to stay down when you're down, who else is going to stay down? If you allow yourself to stay down, stay beat, stay battered, stay bruised, then the other generation come behind you, they're going to say, oh, well, he just gave up, so I'll give up. Oh, well, not, well, she gave up, so let me go ahead and give up too. We have to understand that the picture is bigger than us. It's about more than us. It's about more than our feelings. Our feelings get hurt on a daily basis. My feelings will get hurt on a daily basis. But then I began to realize, like, wait a minute, Jay, wait a minute. Boy, it's not about you. Don't nobody care. It's not about you. You got, man, you better crumble that beef up, throw it on the grill, let it simmer a little bit, and you better tighten up and get it together, because people are counting on you. All right, friends, didn't want to come at you too strong, but actually I did, because we have to understand that we're the successors. And that means that we're positioning ourselves to be great so that others can come behind us and they can be great as well. If you have not had the opportunity, I just want to encourage you to go on the Apple Store, go into the iTunes Store or the Apps Store for Apple or the Android Google Play Market, and go ahead and download the Speak Your Success podcast app. If you haven't, then, I mean, you get straight access to it. It's a pretty cool platform. You can contact me through the platform, all that good stuff. As well, if you have not taken the opportunity, I would encourage you to go ahead and leave us a helpful Apple review. If you enjoy the content, you enjoy the Monday motivation, you enjoy the Feature Fridays, then let us know. Let us know who you want to hear from next, what industry professional you want to hear from next, because I'm asking you all, because I don't want to just pull random guests. I want to pull people that I know would speak directly to you and help you instantly be impacted, right? And lastly, I would encourage you, if you'd like to find out more information on me, or maybe you're an entrepreneur, maybe you're an individual who thinks you have an idea for a business, go ahead, book a consult with me. I just rolled this out on my website. You can go to jonathanjonespeaks.com/services. You can book me for a 30-minute consult, 60-minute consult. We can talk through your idea. I can help you with some clarity. And that's just what I'm here for. Because like we're talking about emotions and feelings, I'm not emotionally attached to whatever your idea is, plan is, dream is. But I want to help you get clarity with that. All right, friends? This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?